This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington. The article of impeachment paves the way for a trial of the former president before the U.S. Senate and a proceeding that could render him ineligible to hold public office in the future. House managers have concentrated on building their case around the words of the president in the run-up to the breach of the Capitol building. They argue that he incited the violence that resulted in 5 deaths and the vandalism of one of the nation's most important public buildings on the day lawmakers met to certify the results of the presidential election. The former president's Senate trial, his second in 4 years, is set to begin February 9th. The independent watchdog at the U.S. Justice Department said Monday he's launching an investigation into whether anyone at the Justice Department engaged in an improper attempt to overturn President Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would examine the actions of current and former Justice Department officials, but not those elsewhere in the government. Former Attorney General William Barr, who headed the Justice Department before leaving office a month ago, said the agency had, quote, not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome than Biden's victory. But former President Trump, whose 4-year term in the White House ended last Wednesday when Mr. Biden was inaugurated, for weeks made unfounded claims of voting and vote counting irregularities that cheated him out of re-election, even as judges dismissed about 60 court cases claiming fraud in the key states that Biden won. This is VOA News.